This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Our One Crisis Away project explores life on the financial edge. Today, the state of homelessness. New data shows that while homelessness is going down in Houston, it's going up in Dallas. The Point in Time Count is an annual census done at the end of January across the country. Juan Pablo Garnham wrote about this for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's start with the path Houston has taken since the 1990s. Mm-hmm. What was the homeless situation like in Houston back then?
Houston was in a very bad situation, and this is acknowledged by the data and also by the officials that I spoke with. If you look at the numbers throughout the years, what you see is that Houston changed radically. And 10 years ago, what you would see in Houston, it was a lot of homeless population in the downtown of the city as kind of like the trend everywhere in big cities across the world. And Houston is actually said to be an example for not only for the state, but for the country.
The numbers show that Houston has seen a 54% decrease in its homeless population since 2011. What has Houston done to so dramatically change these numbers?
So there's a bunch of things that happened at that point that was, you could say, even a crisis 10 years ago. And they used that moment to reorganize. And they did a bunch of very interesting things that have actually been done across the country too, but Houston has done them very well. First, they started using a coordinated entry system. They started applying this thing that most cities today have, that it's called the HMIS, the Homeless Management Information System, that is basically a database where everyone that comes to a shelter or some kind of facility where they receive some help, they get their information input somewhere, and now they can trace their history and they can know better what kind of problems they have, what kind of solutions they could offer them. And now what you see in Houston is a community of providers, very organized, very coordinated.
Now, this year, the homeless population in Dallas surpassed Houston's. Mm-hmm. What's behind this shift?
So there is one issue in particular that is pretty intense in Dallas, and it's this huge trend of development that we're seeing, and not precisely affordable housing. So the issue of affordability is becoming a very big one in Dallas, and that everyone that I interviewed told me that affordability, it's a crisis at the national level, but the levels in Dallas are a little bit more intense. There was actually recently Harvard published a report that they do every year called The State of the Nation's Housing. In that report, Dallas is mentioned a couple of times. And for example, Dallas has the highest volume of home sales in 2018 in all the country, tied with LA, with Los Angeles. Then the home prices, the growth of home prices is one of the highest in the country too. Only Austin, Denver, and San Francisco are above Dallas.
After poring over all of this research, conducting all these reviews and looking at the statistics, what do you think Dallas and other cities can do to improve housing?
I think the lesson of Houston is very clear, and it's first, look at other cities. Look at the experiences in other countries, too. Cities are different, but there's also a lot of similarities. There's one thing that evidence shows that you have to put housing as a goal. There's this approach called housing first, which is let's get people in housing, because before getting housing, it's very, very difficult that they will solve other issues that they have. So that's one thing. And so building housing, both supportive housing, shelters, emergency shelters, and also shelters that can be temporary for like cases that just need like a month, two or three there, it's very important.
Juan Pablo Garnham is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.